Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmiut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Benninger. This week on AK, Ionia. Among thick spruce forests just a few miles offshore of Cook Inlet near Kasilof, about 40 people have been carving out their own version of an Alaskan life. It's called Ionia, not a commune exactly, but a place where residents can live a different kind of life. Now in its third decade on the Kenai Peninsula, the community continues to grow, and not just in numbers. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran visited Ionia and has the story.
For the past 3 years, Ionia residents have been building what will be one of the biggest log barns in the state. Right now, the barn is open to the elements, but with a special mixture of straw and clay, residents are quickly getting the walls sealed up so work can continue throughout the winter. Ted Ellers is one of the first generation of Ionia residents. He says the mission of Ionia is to strive for a healthy balance in the way residents live, eat, build, and interact with each other.
We've all been together for 30-some years now, and we're still just beginning to learn how much of a resource we are to each other and how to treat each other and how to leave our children alone so that they can be our teachers.
In the early 80s, a small group, including Ellers and his wife Eliza, were finding it difficult to function in a balanced way in an increasingly unbalanced world. Eliza says after brief stops in other parts of the country that weren't too keen on a band of young families living in teepees, they decided to try their luck in Alaska.
To be able to be isolated, but not too isolated, because, you know, we needed to create a little space from society as it is in order to try to make a world that made a little more sense to us.
In the late 60s and early 70s, the founding generation was involved in the science of macrobiotics, which emphasizes a diet in natural whole grains and locally sourced vegetables, avoiding processed foods and animal products. They spent time studying and learning at the Cushy Institute, a natural healing center in western Massachusetts. A few years ago, Fia Cushy, the son of the Institute's founders, moved to Ionia to pursue his version of the macrobiotic lifestyle.
To me, I would emphasize more that macrobiotics means, on a personal level, being more self-aware about about yourself and how things affect you. So that when you are eating food, you know, it's not about the diet, it's about how it's affecting you. And being able to be sensitive enough to know how to improve or maneuver your life accordingly.
And they do make those changes here. When I visited, the entire community had just begun a 10-day technology fast. No computers, no internet, no movies. Experiments like this are common and a big part of the philosophy of the group. Ionia is where, as they say, common sense comes alive. After lunch, a tasty dish of lentil soup, quinoa, and fresh steamed greens from their own garden, it was back to work on the barn where more than a dozen residents had come to pitch in, and where I met Gail, a sort of de facto member of the community who's been coming from the UK for the past 2 summers.
I am involved in repairing historic buildings and natural building in the UK, and I was interested in straw clay building. And I asked around a few friends and they put me in touch with a guy who was teaching a straw clay workshop in Canada. And I went over to that and I met the guys from Ionia who were taking the workshop at the same time.
In addition to her expertise in the building methods being put to use here, Gail also practices macrobiotics, and so fitting into the group comes very naturally and is what draws her back each summer. As the assembled crew gets to work, I ask Eliza about this particular part of the process they hope will be done by the end of the summer so work inside can begin.
And right now I'm just spraying the wood down a little bit because as this goes in, we don't want it to suck out the wood to soak up all the moisture. And then we're going to stuff that straw clay in there and that's it. And then it dries all summer. And next year we'll put a coating of natural plaster on the outside so it'll look kind of like adobe.
As with most projects here, the barn is a work in progress, used as much for storage and a dry place to work as it is a place to learn and show what is possible if you slow down and take your cues from nature a little bit more. For AK, I'm Shaylin Cochran.